Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Happy 4th of July. It's great to have a special Conducting Conversations tonight, where we have Betsy Marcotte, who is the Executive Director of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, with us here in studio. Welcome, Betsy.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Mike.
It's great to have you with us. We also have Natalie Zhu, who is the Artistic Director, but she is Zooming with us, coming in from beautiful downtown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Natalie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike.
Well, before we get too far along, I want to make sure that everyone understands that the festival is coming in just a couple weeks. And Betsy, why don't we go over the dates of exactly when the concerts will be? There's going to be 6 of them, so there's lots to talk about.
Well, actually, Mike, we're going to have 7 concerts.
7.
7. 6 of them are at URI's Edwards Hall, and the festival starts on July 20th, and it runs through July 31st. Our special concert, the 7th, is Memoir, which is going to take place at the United Theater down in Westerly. We're collaborating with United for the first time this year. So it's going to be an action-packed 10 days, lots of concerts. All the details are on our website, kingstonchambermusic.org, or you can always call our box office at 401-308-3614 if you want information, and we'll give you a call back.
A lot of information on that website, so check that out and support this wonderful event, which is sponsored also by RISCA and in part by WCRI and lots of other sponsors that we can talk about later on in the program. But we want to get to the music and set the scene, and that's why we have Natalie online with us in Philadelphia, Zooming in, so she can describe the music a little bit better. And Natalie, let's start with the Mozart piece and tell us about that.
Mozart Clarinet Quintet in A major is one of my favorite clarinet pieces in the chamber music repertoire. It's one of the most sincere, most down-to-earth composition, and especially with the rich clarinet sound, which on this disc, David Schifrin is playing with the Emerson String Quartet. It really show off the Mozart's operatic technique of writing, and also just bring out the beauty of the clarinet and the string, and the ensemble and the texture of the writing. It works so beautifully, and it's really one of the masterpieces of Mozart's chamber music writing.
All right, why don't we give that a listen? It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll try to get all of that in and then take a short break and be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting here with Betsy Marcotte in person in the studio here. And then we have Natalie, who is Zooming with us from beautiful downtown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, almost at Pittsburgh, but you're on the other end of the state, in Philadelphia. And Natalie will be here in a couple weeks to take part as the artistic director in the festival. And Betsy has all the explanation of lots of different things going on. Festival started early this year, Betsy. We already had one concert, and that was Memorial Day. Something that came up. Is that different than something you've done in the past?
Well, I think that we chose this because Joel Link was available and could perform with us on this weekend. And he's such a special performer. He's the first violinist of the Dover Quartet who is performing with us this summer. And I have to say, that was a fantastic way to start the summer, and listening to Natalie and Joel perform was really special. The other thing that the concert gave us the opportunity to check out is Edwards Hall. You know, we have moved to Edwards Hall. They're finally renovating the concert hall at URI. And so we are going to be housed in Edwards. It's our new home for the next couple of years. So this was an opportunity to run through the logistics, and hopefully it'll make it a lot more comfortable for people and easier this summer at the festival.
Excellent. And Natalie, I know you wanted to talk a little bit more about David. We kind of introduced that piece of music, gave everyone a flavor for what's going on, but what else do you want to talk about as far as he's concerned on the clarinet?
Well, actually, what you just listened, the Mozart Clarinet Quintet, actually, he will be performing this particular piece on our opening concert, the first piece on the concert. Well, as you know, David Schifrin is one of the most respected, the most famous musician, clarinetist on the classic stage. You know, his career as a soloist, chamber musician, and artistic director really have, you know, set up a new path for young musicians, you know, looking at their performing careers. And he really impacted a lot of young musicians out there. And it's just so honored and so great that he's going to make his Kingston debut with us this summer. And we're really, really happy to have him.
And Betsy, if people want to get tickets, it's not too late, right? They can always buy tickets online, or how else can they get them?
Yes, they can buy tickets online via our website, kingstonchambermusic.org. There is a ticket tab that they can go to. You can also call the box office at 401-308-3614. Tickets are going well, but Edwards Hall is a big hall, and I think we can accommodate everybody this year. Well, we were restricted last year because of the pandemic, but I feel that this year we'll have plenty of room to accommodate everybody.
Excellent. And we want to kind of move along with the program now and go to the next subject, which is a guy called Beethoven, right? Tell us about this this next piece that we're going to be listening to.
The next piece is the Beethoven String Quartet number 11 in F minor, opus 95. It's called the Serioso. We're going to hear the first movement of this wonderful quartet. This is from Beethoven's middle period, 1806 to 1814. But this particular quartet was composed in 1810. And it is one of the shortest and most compact of all his string quartets. And it's really the final quartet, you know, in this middle period is like a bridge to his late quartets. So it's very significant for this piece to be in a way to introduce all his late quartets. Just to give you an idea, the historic picture of this time period, which helped, you know, us to put the piece in the context. I think Napoleon had invaded Vienna in May 1809 for the second time in 4 years. And this really upset Beethoven greatly. And all his friends had fled Vienna, but Beethoven stayed and dramatically you know, complained about the loud bombings. So you can hear in this movement that there's a lot of dramatic, sudden fortissimo or sforzando in this writing. So it's something that that really stands out in his composition in this period.
And getting the Dover Quartet was quite a thing, Betsy. It's amazing that you know, there's levels of different fame, if you will, for musicians, and Dover Quartet is up there, right?
Well, I think that's accurate, and Natalie and I are thrilled to have them. They're young, dynamic. In fact, Natalie, I think, heard them perform recently and was talking to me about it the other day. Natalie, you want to just talk about that recent performance you saw? You were just raving about it the other day.
Yeah, I actually saw their performance in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society, and they performed the Elgar Piano Quintet with pianist Jeremy Dank, and it was really fantastic. I mean, the way they interpreted the piece is really all of this world. They have so much depth and so much color in their playing. As you probably know, they are they're recently named one of the greatest string quartets of the last century by the BBC's music magazine. So, well, please come to the concert and you will hear yourself.
There you go. Well,
it's really hard to describe their playing unless you come and hear them in person.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have someone at the festival that's as world-renowned as they are. Want to listen to this piece right now, or do you have something else, Betsy?
I want to just say that this piece is from their newly released double album of Beethoven's quartets, correct, Natalie? So they just released this, and it's a fantastic album. So this piece that you're going to hear is the Dover performing.
And hopefully they will bring their CD, and perhaps we have some signings for our fans.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, can people get a signed picture of you if they ask for it when they're there?
You can have picture and autographs from every artist.
All right. We look forward to it. Let's listen to that, then we'll take another short break and be back with more. Thank you. Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano and sitting with Betsy and Natalie from the festival. And Natalie is the artistic director, Zooming with us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Betsy is with me here in studio. And Betsy, I should just clarify for our audience, we kind of introduced the Dover Quartet piece as the first movement, but we got a little bit excited and we let it play longer. So you got a little bonus in that last segment, but now we're going to move on to trying to wrap up all the people that need to be thanked, because this festival takes a lot of work. I know you personally do a lot of work, but there are other people that help you out and sponsors, right?
Yeah, lots of people that help, and certainly wonderful sponsors and our community as a whole. We just, after these last 2 years of the pandemic, I think we're particularly appreciative for the support of our community. RISCA, of course, the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, has been just an amazing supporter to all arts organizations. We wouldn't be here without them. Belmont Market, again, is our festival sponsor again this year, and so grateful for their support. And they feed our musicians and feed all of us during the festival as well. So it's they're a critical part. Tasca Automotive has provided cars for us this year, which is just a terrific gift. Matunic Oyster Bar is feeding us and sponsoring a concert. And the University of Rhode Island has been particularly generous this year. The College of Business, the College of Arts and Sciences, Engineering, and the President's Office have all been supporting us as we make this move into Edwards for the next couple of years. And a special thank you to the music department at URI for being our constant companion through these times.
It does take a village, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, Natalie, we want to wrap up the music portion of the program this evening by you describing what we're going to hear next, a piano quartet.
Well, the next one would be Saint-Saëns Piano Quartet. You know, there's a lot of piano quartet out there. It's really a staple in the repertoire for violin, viola, cello, and piano. But this particular quartet is one of the masterpieces from Saint-Saëns. And in this piece, you get this improvisational feeling, you know, with the piano and strings, they interchange their lines, and they have beautiful melodic lyrical phrasings. And, you know, the theme could develop in very different patterns and really bring the movement to this fresh liveliness. Whenever I listen to Saint-Saëns music, it really remind me of nature. Programming Saint-Saëns and as well as Mozart, Ravel from the summer, it really give me, you know, opportunity to really paint the image of our beautiful South Kingstown. And I really hope, you know, these musics could let us see, you know, ocean, birds, and a beautiful land in the summer in South Kingstown. So I think this Saint-Saëns piece really represent Rhode Island in some way.
The whole area, right? You're not just...
Yes, the whole area.
Well, thank you, Natalie. I appreciate you taking the time to Zoom with us this evening and bringing your insight to the music. And Betsy, thank you for being here. And Betsy, I think it would behoove us to once more just kind of run down the dates and the website and phone number.
All right. So this year's festival starts on July 20th and runs through the 31st with 6 concerts at URI and then a 7th concert on July 26th at the United Theater down in Westerly. Tickets are available on our website at kingstonchambermusic.org. Or you can call the box office at 401-308-3614. And we're looking forward to seeing you all there.
All right, we'll listen to the piano quartet, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.